Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Judge. It's very fast. Minnie Mouse.
And we also have Carlos King, and Woo-hoo. He's here giving us all his hot takes.
The king with his queens. Yes.
Yes, honey, I love that.
Oh, love it. Yes. Okay, so we're gonna start with Beverly Hills. All right, you go ahead and take this first one.
Oh my God. Kyle meets up with her friend, Jen, in front of the SoFi Stadium to plan her white party. She got the stadium because of her direct TV ad. Now we all remember that. That was a housewife ad playing football. Kevin Lee. Oh, the famous Kevin Lee is back to plan. She heard about him from Lisa Vanderpump.
And I will say this in regards to this event, everybody can say what they want about Kyle, but this is the type of event people want to see on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Did she really spend $500,000 on it?
Ooh.
I would assume in collaborations, yes.
I'm calling
know that,
bullshit.
But I do know this for a fact. Kyle would spend more than anybody else on her events.
I would rather wipe my ass with a cactus than spend $500,000 on something for the show.
She does. They always do spend a good amount of money. Like
bullshit.
I'm not saying she spent $500,000, but I'm saying I do think she
it
put
said
her
up
own
there $400,000 for this, something for this. I'm like, come
yeah.
on,
Kevin Lee. But also, when she died of embarrassment that they put Kyle on the floor, she really did die of embarrassment because she called me and she's like, "What do I do? Do you think we could get white paint and just paint over the Kyle?" And
yeah, no, she's
the
a very
floor.
humble
yeah.
woman.
I'd
so
be like,
I
"Oh, stop
that.
It some more. Oh, please, no."
Oh, Tamara is on one. Yes, I live for this, Tamara. Yes, honey.
By the way. Well, Kevin Lee made me miss Lisa Vanderpump. I know you don't want to hear that, Teddy, but
I'm actually fine. If I don't have to spend time with her, I'm happy to watch her on TV.
Yeah. I mean, look, I definitely think Beverly Hills for the first time ever. Well, then you had Carlton and Joyce on one season. That was a flop season. Yeah. Listen, Beverly Hills for the first time is in its flop era. And this has been the most challenging season to get through. And what's funny is I know the fans give this show shit for having one storyline for the whole season. But one thing I always said to the audience is at least that one storyline had enough meat to where it was like a...
Everybody could latch onto that story. But the problem is right now, every story that we're getting are little tiny side stories. Like, and I'm not saying this is a bad story. I was happy to watch it the first four episodes, but I like the Garcelle not being the world's best parent and her son giving her a hard time. I do appreciate that conversation. Do I need it to carry out for an entire season? No. Do I need to hear about Christian and Sutton every single episode or Dorit's PTSD? No, none of them, because these stories aren't brought back to the group. Nobody's talking about it.
Well, I know one person that wouldn't allow this, and that's Lisa Rinna. If Lisa Rinna was on, none of this shit would be happening.
Ding, 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 ding. This goes to show you what happens when you listen to Twitter. You know, Twitter should not be involving casting decisions. Lisa Rinna at least would have poked pride and pulled things out of people. And listen, as you all know, Kyle Richards is my favorite housewife of all time, and she can't do this show on her own.
Go off.
Well, no. I mean, you know what I mean, Tamara? Shut up. You know you're my sister. What I'm saying is, I see Kyle trying. I mean, she created this dinner to have like Denise Richards and Camille come back to like give the audience something to watch.
Yeah.
These ladies aren't invested. Crystal, I don't know why she's there. Can someone explain to me Crystal's purpose?
At this point, it's solely because I referred her, and this is one last stick it to me that if she makes it to season four, she beat me.
Oh my gosh, are you one of the 14 friends that dropped her?
No, it's just another way of sticking it to me. If she makes a season four and I didn't, God. I'm not competitive.
She's, and listen, I think in real life, I would be friends with Crystal.
Fun. And in real life, which is why I referred her on the show. In real life, she walks into a room, she's dancing. She is like the center of attention type personality. But on this, we do not see it. And that's why.
Because she's too, I'm going to tell you the problem with Crystal. First of all, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I actually want to know more about her marriage. To her husband. I'm so interested in the marriage. We're not getting that. I don't care about your brother. He's fine and all. I don't like after two segments, I don't give a fuck about your brother. His tears for the girlfriend who left him. I don't care.
The blurred face.
Yeah, like I don't care about this shit.
Well, I think they gave us what they had to work with. Like I don't think they had a lot to work with.
What is happening in her marriage?
Yeah.
I want to know more about that. But anyways, I think she's so beautiful. I think she's so sweet. I think she's so fun, but she self-produces. Crystal thinks about everything that she's going to say because she's worried about Twitter. And that's why Dorit has been a flop, because the moment Dorit read Twitter comments, she lost the spark that she had. She has so much potential to be the Kenya Moore of Beverly Hills because she didn't give a fuck. And Dorit allowed Twitter to ruin her. Crystal is allowing Twitter to ruin her. Erica Jane is the only one who's like, look, y'all let my best friend Lisa Rinna go. I'm here for the ice cream. Like, no. I don't give a fuck.
She gives zero fucks.
Yeah.
How many fucks do I give?
Do you agree with me,
None,
Teddy?
Like, zero. Not one. No,
you
I
were
think
there.
That, I think the problem is, I mean, even when Twitter was, that was all happening when we were there, the difference was we at least could have fun together. Like we could as a group, and I'm sorry, that lunch where they all licked each other's armpits and toes and did that was not fun. That's like one of those like truth or dare type shit, but like go back to like us in Provence or us drunk in the Bahamas or all those like crazy times. That was actual fun.
They need a little crazy time.
We're not seeing it with this group. Sutton showing up to an event drunk by herself and all the other girls worrying that she's going to embarrass herself. Not fun.
No.
Mm-mm. Not fun.
How about Sutton and Porter going jewelry shopping? Is that fun?
I mean, I know I give her a hard time. I guess I enjoy seeing her interact with her kids, but did Porter get to pick out a piece of jewelry?
Well, I think it was kind of funny. She's like, I just wanted to teach Porter that, you know, money doesn't come easy and all this stuff. And then she's like, $65,000 for earrings.
And they're not even good ones. You know what? These were $8 on Amazon, Porter. And I get a lot of compliments.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Then Dorit's on the phone with PK. She is upset. He's still in London for
work. Oh, God. This is the second episode in a row where she's on the phone with PK bitching about him being in London.
Yeah. To me, it feels like this is borrowed from the Grand Dame. It feels like PK is living in the phone for the second half of the season. Like, we don't see him. I think that PK was very concerned about the TV show he was filming in London.
I saw that when I was in Scotland. It was on the air.
How was it?
Not great.
But I also know that they were all at a mutual friend of ours, bar mitzvah. PK was there dancing.
Oh,
was
that?
Reed.
That
they
was
were
recently.
Just on, yeah, that was, yeah.
And Kyle and Mauricio were there too to really confuse people.
The couple whose daughter was having her party, they're all friends with them. So that makes sense why they were all there. But before that, Dorit was posting pictures with PK on vacation at Auberge. So, I mean, clearly whatever was going on, I don't know if it was going on to add to the dynamic, but I do think, and I'm not saying people that don't have PTSD don't struggle, but it's a lot.
Wake me up when you're done.
Wake me up before you go.
Girl. Oh, honey, we left and we have exited the building when it comes to this season of Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they even had to bring in Jeff Lewis this season.
And Jeff has never met a joke he hasn't had to apologize for. The fact that he starts apologizing the second she walks over, I'm like, Jeff.
What, Teddy, were you invited to this white party?
Yes.
And why?
Teddy, what happened to that scene of you reading the girls and that you and I talked about on this podcast? They never aired it. Why is that?
They only aired the little bit where I said
because
the
any way that they can fuck Teddy, they do.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
And then, of course, we saw the floating house.
I don't even go there anymore. No, but I said no to the white party because, unlike Denise, I say no to things that I don't get paid for.
Okay, then there's that.
Wait. Denise filmed for free? Allegedly.
How about Denise and her husband showing up wearing colors to the party? To the white party.
Oh, but I listened to some of the podcast of Denise talking to Nick Vial, where she says that Dorit is just that kind of human being that always, and very rarely will I just 100% go in for Dorit and say, like, I actually disagree with Denise is saying in this regard. Dorit really is the type of personality where, like, if I came in and I had broccoli on my tooth, she would be like, hey, and it's not for camera time. Well, it's like, yeah.
Real nice girls would do that.
But Denise made it a huge thing on the podcast. This is what Dorit does. She's always poking at you to look bad because she wants to look good. But like, that's, she cares about aesthetics. That's who she is.
So I can,
like,
believe that. Yeah.
Is that and why she looked at Denise and goes, you look like a beautiful cheerleader.
I think at this point she was probably pissed at her, but somebody else other than Denise didn't have pink on. Who was it? Well, I mean, didn't have white on.
Her husband.
Oh yeah. So, but they had, either way.
But Denise just came in hating. She even hated on Erica, calling her out for lip syncing. Yeah. I don't even know who she was, but it's like, girl, sit down. So what did we think about Erica's performance?
I thought it was good. I mean, good. I think she's a performer. I like the coming up with like the boxer. Like it was very Justin Bieber when he like comes out with whatever fighter he's coming with.
Now then we do the flash forward to a month later, July 3rd, 2023. News clips are about Kyle and Mauricio splitting. People magazine is the one that put it out there. My knowledge of people, they don't really write something unless they have somebody giving them a story.
Or the approval to publish it.
Yes. Yeah. It's not Radar. It's not TMZ.
I'm with Tamara. People Magazine is a credible outlet that doesn't publish things for the gossip of it all. I have been told that they publish once they got the approval, sometimes from people within the story.
Clearly, they stopped filming. The season was done. The white party was the end. Mm-hmm. And then the only time you see a month later is when something happens and they think they need to pick up cameras, same as Scandoval or any of those other types of things. So that's what it happened.
The month later, we get to hear about this article that came out. I remember when this came out. And I also remember the rebuttal to it where Kyle and Mauricio were in Aspen and they said, you know, they gave some story basically saying we've never said divorce, but the People Magazine never said anything about divorce. So it was kind of like, wait, nobody said you were divorcing, just that you were separated. Right. So it was a very
part
weird...
that was hard for me was the kids, watching the kids and watching how emotional they are and how raw it was. That as their friends
did
make me emotional and made me sad.
Oh, it made me cry.
Me too.
And then I went into it. I'm not judging her in any way, but having Portia there, young, doing this on TV, I'm sure this isn't the first time they heard it. It kind of like I got protective, like over her, and be like, ah, geez, I just don't know that I would have done that with a minor child on TV.
Yeah, but look, I will say this as a producer, right? Because I've filmed scenes where, you know, Nene had a very tough conversation with her then 15-year-old son Bryson about, you know, his behavior at school. Yeah. It is a tough decision to make. It's and
tough. Like, no, Lori. Remember Lori on Orange County, who her yes. son was, you know, in and out of
yeah.
jail and all that. Like that's yeah. tough to expose that stuff because it stays. No,
for
with
sure.
Them.
It is tough. The one thing I will say watching this finale is the fact that I will always give Kyle her props mm-hmm. for showcasing that because it is tough.
It's tough.
And yeah. and to see that vulnerability and the honest conversations, I think whether you hate her or love her, you felt some emotion watching that scene. Oh. But that's the reason.
Yeah. It wasn't yeah. a stage scene. It was no. like a true. Yeah.
Yes. But to me, that's the reason why we tune into these reality shows, to see those moments. And I applaud her because, look, let's be very clear. She had every right to say, guys, we wrapped principal photography.
Yeah.
We wrapped production. I'm not giving y'all this. This is way too personal. And trust me, I've been told those things by my stars. I will give her props for showcasing that. It's a big story. It made me realize that this wasn't an easy decision for Mauricio and Kyle to separate. And although yeah. we still don't know even today
right.
what really happened, right? And, yep. and I think that's the missing element here. We don't know what really happened, but I will say this. We now know this wasn't easy for them.
No.
And I think can see that they are in communication. Their communication is very different at this point in time. And I think we see that. We can see that Mauricio has that like happy-go-lucky, everything's great, therapy's fun. This is, you know, like, and you can see that Kyle is really struggling and, you know, there's a closed off aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a really good job. They did
not matching it.
Really good job of telling us something without telling us anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Wait, what? Okay. We don't know anything.
Well, on that note, do we think we're going to know more after the reunion? Possibly.
Well, honey, we have to, because I've wasted 14 weeks watching a show thinking I'm going to get some tea about the marriage. I didn't get anything but a bunch of pickup scenes and a bunch of re-edited footage of innuendos and nuances that y'all wanted me to pick up. Oh, can we talk, girls? Why was Erica the one she was talking to and not her bestie, Dorit?
Well, I knew that for sure. I knew that for sure.
Why?
No, I think Erica, other than Kyle, if there was somebody on Beverly Hills that I would go to, it would also be Erica. Because Erica is not judgmental.
No, I could believe that.
And we found out how smart she was in Spain.
But she isn't judgmental, and she will be there and a vault. She will be a vault to you. So if you're not wanting to gossip it to every other person on the cast and you're just wanting to have a conversation because you need it there, she's the one to go to.
We just hope there's more clarity at the reunion for sure. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So I love Miami. I don't know about you, but I think it's one of the
It's a funny, delicious, wild ride. I love those ladies.
I know. So poor Larsa. Larsa tells Marcus she felt interrogated by Adriana and Kiki about Michael Jordan. The amount of times that Michael Jordan's name has been brought up is ridiculous. Larsa wants Marcus to address the situation on the podcast. Do Larsa and Marcus owe anybody an explanation?
I mean, look. When you are in the public eye, and I mean, I love Larsa, but Larsa has to understand that this is a big story, that you're dating Michael Jordan's son, who was the teammate of your ex-husband.
Yes.
And I think at the end of the day, you have to accept that for the rest of this relationship, people are going to bring up Michael Jordan's name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like it's not helping her case at all if maybe Michael Jordan isn't okay with the relationship, to have his name brought up constantly.
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad. It's like when they kept bringing up the Kardashians and Kanye, you know, Lars is like, oh God, can we just not talk about these people? They're not on the show.
Yes. No, I feel bad for her because it is, listen, you don't want your potential father-in-law to think that you, meaning Larsa, is using his name to get attention. And I think that's what Larsa is afraid of. And to her credit, she's not saying his name. She's very uncomfortable even talking about it. It's her castmates. But once again, this is Real Housewives. We expect this shit from your castmates to bring up the most legendary basketball player that this world has ever seen.
Right?
It's obvious. And the moment, this is the thing though, girl, the moment you brought Marcus on the show, bitch, all bets were off.
For sure. This is one of the stupidest fights I've ever seen. Larsa said that someone bit her on a podcast. She talked about how, and it ended up being, was it Gertie that bit her?
Yes.
Yeah, but it was like supposedly a fun bite. And then it mainly was just back to the
point. It was no big deal. It was her promoting the show and her getting like hype and going, yeah, somebody bit me. Like, I don't think that was that big of a deal. But I feel like Gertie is making everything a big deal. And I get it.
I think Gertie's going through a shit ton. And I understand she's sensitive. When you are in an emotional place and your health is on the line, you're going to be sensitive about everything.
But that's why I appreciated Russell, Gertie's husband, for stepping into that argument saying, what the f- are you doing? You don't need this. And listen, I love Gertie. I'm going to be very honest. When she pulled off the hat and said, this is what I'm dealing with, it gave me flashbacks to Aviva taking her leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, you just don't need to that a moment, because I love Gertie and I'm following this journey. And again, kudos to her for displaying what she's going through with having breast cancer. Like, we need to give her all the props in the world.
Yeah.
I thought it was a way more like poignant point when she sat down at her confessional without her hair for the first time.
Yes, that was great.
That,
that was a moment. Like, I have chills still talking about it. Like, that moment meant so much, and dramatizing in that scene felt like not as authentic.
Staged. Didn't feel as staged.
It felt right to me, but I do think we have to give Grace that, like, she's going through it. She's still trying. Yeah. I do think Gertie's trying to make a good show. And there wasn't, at this point, as much as we love Miami, there wasn't that much going on. But what I do appreciate, the level that you can tell that some of these women truly are friends. Like Nicole saying to Lisa, give Gertie a minute. Gertie is the type of human mm-hmm. being
yes.
that needs a minute.
Yeah.
She may act up and she may get like she may have these moments, but she is that type of personality that needs a minute. That's the type of friendships I want to hear about
yeah.
because I want to understand the inner workings of people. And the fact that Nicole knows that about Gertie shows that they're actually friends. The yeah, same yeah. way that Alexia can say, well, I can still be here because Marisol's not here. So I don't mind being with what's her name, who, by the way, I didn't think added anything to the episode anyway, so I didn't really understand why she was there again. And you've now forgotten who I'm talking about because you guys didn't care either. Anna or Anna.
Oh, I forgot she was
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. Wait,
refresh my memory. Did she show up and then we never saw her again the rest of the episode?
We just see her entering,
but we never see anything else.
Yeah.
No.
It was pointless, but I agree with you. I love that Dr. Nicole defended Gertie and said, that's my best friend. She yeah. needs a moment. I love that Russell ran out, because those to me are the real life moments, is when your husband yeah. reminds you of what you're going through and that this isn't worth it. When your best friend is stopping these women from checking on you, like, no, leave her alone. Gertie's the type where she needs to be left alone. Give her 5 minutes. I do love those moments. And I don't like to see Gertie go through this dramatic moments of arguing while she's going through something so horrible.
Agreed.
So prayers to Gertie.
Well, also, my question is, what did Lisa really care about comforting Gertie in this moment? Or Lisa just wanted to talk about something other than Lenny for a second? She was like, this is my chance. Thank God.
Oh, she wanted camera time. Listen, she wanted. Listen, Lisa this season, it's hard to swallow. And I love her, but it's hard to swallow because I just feel like she's playing up to the cameras, and I miss the old Lisa. But again, I understand she's going through a lot, so
right,
I get it.
It's hard.
But
know what was hard to swallow?
Hmm?
The thought of having $30 jam that Julia made.
So she can pay for hay.
What? Even Adriana, who never makes any sense, was like, $30.
Well, I'm just going to say, I think that she makes enough money on the show that she can pay for hay.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think this was just another moment to have something to do. Then we get into Adriana performing her song. How does she get to perform? I was like, this, when I'm looking at the juxtaposition between Erica, they only let her perform her same song. There was so many other songs that she performed at that white party. But yet now we're on our third song we've heard of Adriana's. Like, what's going on here? Why did she get the rights to all these songs?
Because Emilio is on.
But this is where Miami gets it right. The fact that Marisol and Adriana FaceTimed. I don't even FaceTime with people I like, let alone that, like, they're like, okay, we got to wrap this up. We got to show that yes. she's at the wedding, blah, 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 goes on. But I mean, that's kind of all that happens this episode. And then we get to the ending credits, which I would like us all to do in a dramatic read. Who would like to be Kiki?
I'll be Kiki.
Okay, great.
I have one last question. They've had the same cast for 3 years. Do you think it's time to switch it up, or you think it's Carlos?
Baby. It's time to switch it up. Absolutely. Listen, they're a great, stellar cast, but the storylines and the dynamics are getting a little bit stale.
And
a little bit predictable. Not a full recast, not that, but I need two new women for sure.
But would you move either Marisol or Adriana up to a housewife if that happens, or keep them where they are?
If you're gonna give me all that by being a friend of, if it ain't broke, girl, don't fix it. No, I would keep them where they're at. But what I would love to see is another wealthy Miami socialite, mm-hmm. who's like maybe younger and can just like give us the life the lifestyle that we saw Lisa and Lenny have. Because at the end of the day, that was outrageously wealthy lifestyle that Lenny gave
us.
Well,
do we want Lenny's new chicken? Or is that too much?
Candy Walters!
God, you're going to pull a John Jansen on her?
Or a John
Jansen, but with money.
I'm here for it. It's the reason why I'm looking forward to OC with Alexis Bellino dating Shannon Bedore's ex-man, honey. I love when the new girl, a side piece, a mistress, all alleged, or new girlfriend enters the picture.
That should go in our all. That actually should be our podcast name. All alleged.
Oh my God. Well, let's go on to the ending credits. Kiki. So Kiki has been spending time with her new man in LA, but she's yet to reveal him to the ladies.
That's giving a lot of, New York. Remember how she started dating the guy from Connecticut and wouldn't tell us who it was? Like, I want to know right away. Put him on the gram, like Uba's dude. Like, I want to know who he is. Why are we I also don't know who Kiki's baby daddy is.
We didn't even know she had kids until this season.
Until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love Kiki.
I do too.
I do think she should be a housewife. I actually do.
Yes.
Yes. She does better than some of the housewives.
She does. Kiki's good.
And then Adriana. Adriana continues to work with Emilia Estefan. Her new single drops in early 2024, right when the reunion ends.
I mean, they're really pushing this.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Because it's Miami legend. You know, it's like he's the legend of Miami. He's like the president. Okay. Marisol, this is my turn. Marisol and Steve renewed their vows in Scotland. Although they're still not technically married, she's planning a dual vow renewal next year with Todd and Alexia. Another way to secure your position on the show.
As a friend. Did we see Todd this season? Was Todd on this season?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Not when he told Alexia, we need to find an apartment. You're gonna find it. And let me know when we're ready to move in.
Is this the first time friend ofs have gotten finale credits?
Ooh, yes. Yes. Oh, Marlo never got one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Nicole. Although her father passed away unexpectedly in November, she was able to tell him she was pregnant.
Larsa and Marcus are talking about marriage. She still hasn't met Michael Jordan. She's not sure which will happen first.
Okay, Julia. With Martina's cancer in the rearview mirror, the two have restarted their hopes to adopt a child.
Alexia feels more positive than ever because Frankie's progress. And contrary to rumors about her finances, Alexia just bought a Ferrari and took a luxury vacation to Italy.
Lisa moved into a condo while she waits for Lenny to build her new house. In a shocking turn of events, Lenny is still contesting this settlement. She's going to be living in that condo for a while.
Honey.
Until she gets into Jody's house / Adriana's old house.
I think it was the stupidest move ever for her to say, yes, I'll agree to you building me a house. No. That's another 2-3 years of you having to
it's
deal
so
with
dumb.
That.
It's so dumb.
Just give me the money,
dumb.
Bitch. Give me the money. Yeah, I'll buy my own house.
I agree. He's very smart, or his lawyers are. Okay, Gertie. Gertie is officially cancer-free. What else matters?
True.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. Very, very true. But all in all, I would say of the shows that we've watched so far this season, Miami might be my favorite. Well, no, Salt Lake at the end.
I've said this before. Salt Lake and OC are the only two housewives where I would give it a perfect 10.
Mm. Yeah.
I literally have no notes for those two shows. Zero.
Yeah. All right. Well, I give Miami an 8.5.
I will too. 8.5 for sure. I agree with that rating.
Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. We keep you guys interested even when the episodes don't. So make sure to tune in again next week when we are back in action. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection, queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.